What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm a pharmaceutical rep based out of Charlotte, and this happened 3 months ago when I was driving back from a conference in Asheville. It was around 11 at night, that dead hour when the highway feels like you're the last person alive. My gas light had been on for 20 miles, so when I saw a rundown station near the Pisgah Forest exit, I pulled in. The place looked like it hadn't been updated since the 90s. The overhead lights flickered. There were only two pumps and a small store with bars on the windows, and I was the only car there. I got out and started filling my tank. About halfway through, I got this crawling sensation on the back of my neck, like someone was watching me. I looked up and saw a man standing on the other side of the pumps, staring at me with this smile that made my stomach turn. I tried to ignore him, focused on the numbers climbing on the pump. Every second felt like an hour. Finally, when I couldn't take it anymore, I snapped at him.
What's your problem? Why are you staring at me?
He tilted his head, and his smile widened. You look just like my wife. His voice had this dreamy quality to it. The hair, the eyes, even the way you stand. He took a step closer. It's uncanny. My hand tightened on the pump handle.
I'm not your wife.
No, he agreed, still smiling. But you could be. You have the same energy. The way he said energy made my skin crawl. I wanted to get in my car and leave, but my tank was only half full, and I still had 2 hours of dark highway ahead. I forced myself to finish pumping, screwed the cap back on, and got in my car. My hands were shaking so badly I could barely get the key in the ignition. The sign on the pump said cash only. I had to go inside to pay. I sat there for a full minute, trying to convince myself to just drive off, but I couldn't steal gas over some weirdo's smile. I looked around the lot. I couldn't see him anymore. Maybe he'd left. Maybe I'd overreacted. I walked to the store, checking over my shoulder every few steps. The bell dinged when I entered. A cashier, an older guy with tired eyes, looked up from his magazine.
Pump two,
I said, keeping my voice steady.
And a bag of Doritos and a Coke.
While he rang me up, I kept glancing out the window. There was no sign of the man. Maybe he was just passing through. Maybe he really had thought I looked like someone he knew. People say weird things sometimes. I paid, grabbed my stuff, and walked back to my car. The parking lot was empty now, except for my Honda. Relief flooded through me. I was 3 steps from my driver's door when I heard his voice behind me. I killed my wife. I froze, every muscle in my body locked down. She was cheating on me. His voice was conversational, like he was telling me about the weather. Found her with him in our bed. I turned slowly. He was standing maybe 10 feet away with his hands at his sides. Even in the dim light, I could see dark stains covering them. I put her body in the woods. He continued, lifting his hands to show me. Right back there, not even a mile in. She's all wrapped up in plastic. The smile was gone now. His face was completely empty. I screamed and ran for the store. I heard footsteps behind me, but instead of following me, he bolted toward the tree line and disappeared into the darkness. The forest just swallowed him whole. The bell dinged as I burst through the door. The cashier looked up, startled.
What's wrong?
The man! He said he killed his wife!
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He said our bodies in the woods. His hands were covered in blood.
I was gasping, pointing at the woods.
Slow down. What man?
The one who was out there. He was staring at me. He said he killed his wife and showed me his hands. They were covered in...
The cashier's face went pale. He pulled out his phone and called 911. The police arrived in maybe 10 minutes, but it felt like hours. I sat in the back of the cashier's office, shaking, trying to explain what happened. Two officers went into the woods with flashlights, while another stayed with me, asking questions I could barely understand. It took them 40 minutes to find him. He was sitting under a tree, sobbing. His hands covered his face, still stained with blood. Next to him was a freshly dug pit, not even properly covered yet. Inside was a shape wrapped in black plastic. They pulled back the plastic enough to see a woman in her mid-30s with multiple stab wounds to the chest. She'd been dead for maybe 3 hours. The detective told me later that the man's name was Marcus Boone. His wife, Emma, had filed for divorce 2 weeks earlier, and friends confirmed she'd been having an affair. He'd killed her in their home that night, wrapped her up, driven her out to the woods, and buried her in the dark. But instead of fleeing away, he stayed there until he saw me. I asked the detective why he thought he had approached me. He told him I didn't know. I asked him whether he thinks he'd hurt me if I hadn't screamed and run. Nobody seemed to have any answers. The therapist I'd been seeing says I might never know, and that's something I have to accept. I don't drive that highway anymore. I don't stop at gas stations alone after dark. And whenever someone stares at me too long, I hear his voice in my head saying I look just like his wife. I was 21 when I took the night shift at a gas station off Route 17 because my communications degree turned out to be worthless and rent doesn't pay itself. Phil, the owner, walked me through the place the next day. He showed me where things were, what was expected, and how to work the register.
"You'll get some strange customers sometimes," he said, "but you'll be fine."
The station sat alone on a stretch where semis do 80 and headlights pass but never stop. I'd been there for maybe 40 minutes when I started feeling like I was being watched. I kept checking the security monitor but saw no one. Around midnight, I stepped out for a cigarette when I found this man standing across the highway. He was perfectly still and probably watching me. Suddenly, a truck thundered past between us, and when it cleared, he was gone. I stood there for a minute, staring at the empty space where he'd been, telling myself I'd imagined it. I didn't, because 20 minutes later, somebody knocked on the glass door. I looked up, and there he was. He was maybe 5'10", and had long brown hair that needed cutting. He was average and forgettable, the kind you'd walk past at the grocery store and wouldn't remember.
"You open?"
he asked, even though the open sign was glowing bright above his head. When I pointed at the sign, he chuckled, apologized, and stepped in. He moved through the aisle slowly, running his fingers along the shelves. I watched him on the monitor, with one hand near the panic button Phil had showed me. He picked up chips, put them back, touched a bottle of motor oil, put that back too. He picked up a candy bar, read the label, and put it back as well. Eventually, he walked to the counter with a pack of cigarettes in his hand.
"Long shift, huh?"
He smiled. I rang him up without answering. He counted out exact change, one coin at a time, as he kept trying to make conversation. I wanted to scream at him to move faster, but he seemed to be determined to stay put.
"You work here by yourself?"
he asked, handing me the amount.
"No, my coworkers are in the back."
I lied.
"That's smart."
He pocketed the cigarettes.
"A pretty girl like you shouldn't be alone out here. A lot of weird people on these roads at night, you know?"
The way he said it made my stomach turn.
Hey, can I use your bathroom?
Before I could tell him it was out of order or employees only, but he was already moving toward the back hallway. I buzzed him through and watched the monitor as he disappeared into the men's room. Minutes passed. My finger kept hovering over the panic button. I kept telling myself to press it, but what would I say? A customer is using the bathroom for too long? After about 10 minutes, the door finally opened. He walked out and came right up to the counter.
Hey, so the toilet's clogged back there. I tried fixing it, but made it worse. He paused.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You should probably look before it floods. Don't want you getting in trouble.
My throat closed up.
All right, I'll check it.
I mean, you should. Like, right now. It's pretty bad. Come on, I'll help you.
I opened my mouth to say it was fine, but his hand had already closed around my wrist first.
Just real quick.
I tried to yank my hand free and dig my heels, but his grip tightened and he pulled harder. I told him to let me go. He ignored my protests and chuckled. Panic flooded in. We were alone. I didn't know what to do. I glanced at the door. It was too far. Even if I ran, he'd catch me in no time. My heart started hammering. Tears pricked at the back of my eyes. The bathroom door was just a few feet away. Just then, the door chime rang, and a trucker walked in.
You got a bathroom?
The man's hand released my wrist instantly. He smiled at the trucker, nodded at me, and walked out calmly, like he had all the time in the world. Through the window, I watched him cross the lot until the darkness swallowed him. I kept staring at that spot where he disappeared, half expecting him to come back. My legs gave out. I sat behind the counter while the trucker used the bathroom. My wrist throbbed where he'd held it. There were red marks on my skin in the shape of his fingers. I immediately called 911. I don't remember what I said. It took them 20 minutes to arrive. I begged the trucker to keep me company till then. They checked the restroom. There was no clog. The toilet was fine. But sitting on the closed lid was a plastic grocery bag. Inside, they found duct tape with the end already torn off for quick application, a knife with its blade wiped clean, and a Ziploc bag full of pills crushed into powder. Everything was arranged neatly like a kit he'd assembled for a specific purpose. They took the bag and asked questions. One officer told me those pills were meant to cause rapid unconsciousness.
You probably wouldn't remember anything after, he said. That's the point.
I quit the next morning. Texted Phil I wasn't coming back. He didn't try to change my mind. The cops are still investigating, but it doesn't seem to go anywhere. 3 weeks later, I connected with this girl who'd worked there before me on Facebook. She lasted 3 days, said something felt wrong but couldn't explain it. When I pushed, she told me Phil was always hiring young women for the night shift, said the turnover was insane. Most people don't last a week.
They just stopped showing up,
she said.
Some didn't even quit officially. They just disappear and never come back.
She told me I was lucky. It doesn't make me feel any better. I still think about the girls who didn't get lucky, with a guy lurking in the dark, hiding sinister motives. I'm an insurance adjuster from Columbus, and I have been smoke-free for 4 years. I quit when my wife Sarah got pregnant. But 6 weeks ago, after the worst fight of our lives, I bought my first pack in years. I needed it to process the grief of losing my daughter, Lily. She was 7 years old when an active shooter at Riverside Elementary took her in the cafeteria. It took him 23 seconds to steal our princess. Sarah and I were drowning in different directions. She wanted to talk,
to process and attend support groups. I wanted the world to cease to exist.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
That night, she'd asked me to go to a grief counselor with her. I said no. She said I was abandoning her when she needed me most. We both said things we'd probably never be able to take back. So I got in the car and drove aimlessly until I came across this gas station off Route 40. I needed cigarettes and needed to not be in my own head for 5 minutes. I pulled in. The lot was nearly empty, except for this beat-up van parked by the pumps with the engine running. A guy was filling the tank, and in the back seat, visible through the window, a little girl, probably his daughter, was crying. I told myself it was none of my business. The kid probably wanted candy or something, and Dad had denied. Typical parenting stuff. But I couldn't stop looking. She had dark hair and pigtails and looked about Lily's age. I went inside, grabbed a pack of Marlboros, and paid the clerk. Through the window, I watched the man walk inside to pay for his gas. The girl was still crying, with her hands pressed against the window and her mouth open in a wail I couldn't hear through the glass. She saw me and mouthed,
"Help me."
My blood went cold and my heartbeat picked up. The rational part of my brain said I was seeing things, that grief was making me paranoid, but my feet were already moving, carrying me back outside toward the van. The girl's face was red and blotchy from crying. When she saw me approach, she started hitting the window and pointing frantically at the front passenger seat. I peeped in and saw a woman slumped in the seat, with her head lolling to the side. A dark stain was spreading across her temple, matting her blonde hair. I squinted a little harder and realized the woman was bleeding. Right then, the bell dinged, and the guy walked out. I really looked at him for the first time. He looked to be about mid-20s, clean-cut, and was wearing a polo shirt and khakis. He looked like someone's friendly neighbor with that goofy grin, but there was something off about him. "Excuse me." He smiled, walking toward the van. "Need you to step away from my vehicle."
"Your vehicle?" I asked. "Who's the woman?"
"My wife. She's sleeping." His smile didn't waver.
"She's bleeding."
"She hit her head. Sort of clumsy. I'm taking her to the ER. He reached for the door handle. "Now please, my daughter's upset. You're scaring her." The little girl screamed.
"He's not my daddy! He's lying! He took us!"
The man's face flipped in seconds. He was furious. He angrily smacked the window, and before I could move an inch, his hand went to his pocket and came out with a folding knife, the blade already exposed. "You should have minded your own business," he hissed, inching closer. I didn't have a weapon or a plan, but I'd lost my daughter 3 months ago, and this man had taken someone else's. My hand shot out and grabbed the gas pump still hanging from the van's tank. I yanked it out, and gasoline sprayed everywhere, specifically at him. The sharp smell filled the air. I pulled out my lighter and flicked it open. The flame danced in my hand. "Don't move," I warned. "Don't move, or I'll light us both up." His eyes went wide. The knife was still in his hand, but he'd frozen. Gasoline dripped from his hair and clothes. One spark, and we'd both be gone. "Drop the knife." He didn't move.
"Drop it! You're making a mistake. You don't know who we are."
The knife clattered to the pavement. "Keys, toss them over here." He pulled them from his pocket with shaking hands and threw them toward me. I kicked them further away. "Now sit down. Hands on your head."
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He complied. I kept the lighter burning and kept it visible. My thumb was aching from holding the button, but I didn't dare let go. "Somebody call 911!" I shouted toward the store. The clerk's face appeared in the window with his phone already pressed to his ear. The little girl was still crying, but quieter now.
"Mommy! Mommy, wake up!"
"Your mom's gonna be okay, sweetheart," I said, though I had no idea if that was true. "The police are coming. You're safe now." It took them 6 minutes to make it there. They found the whole story on his phone. He'd been catfishing single moms on dating apps. He'd flagged down this woman on the highway, pretending his car broke down and asking for a ride. When she stopped, he hit her with a tire iron, threw her in the passenger seat, and took off with her and her daughter. The woman, Jennifer Hayes, survived. Severe concussion and fractured skull, but alive. They said if I hadn't stopped him, he would have taken them somewhere and done things I wouldn't want to think or speak. The detective called me a hero and said I saved 2 lives, but I didn't feel like a hero. I felt like a man who finally did something right in a world that had taken everything from me. I went home that night. Sarah was still awake, sitting in Lily's room, holding her stuffed elephant. I sat down next to her and told her everything. We cried together for the first time since the funeral. "We're going to counseling now. It's not fixed, and I don't know if it ever will be, but we're trying."
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.